Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hall. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Hall. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Helms catches it and throws to first to double up Unser. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Forsh for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote scores. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gross. Torre reaches second base with a double. There goes Milan trying to get to home. Gross throws the ball into Metzger, who relays the ball to May, who tags Milan, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watson for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rader is hit by the pitch. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Granger now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Andrews pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Crawford now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Kingman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Torre fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Torre. Metzger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Mets. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell bunts towards the mound. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cedeno moves to third. Watson moves to second. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cedeno scores. Watson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Mets. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the mound. Crawford catches it and throws to first to double up Kingman. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torrey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cruz pinch hits for Jim Crawford. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Cruz now playing right field. Enos Cabell now playing left field. Joe Niekro now pitching. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Unser strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Metzger reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to home to get Metzger. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing left field. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rader strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Tommy Helms. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.